Since the 4th of July, water restrictions in Farmington have prohibited use of irrigation water from 8 a.m. on Saturdays to 8 a.m. on Mondays. Residents who violate restrictions will have their water turned off until they pay a fine. For the first offense, the fine is $50. For the second offense, $250. For the third offense, the water will be shut off for the rest of the year.
This last weekend is when we really instigated the fines. We had 400 citations issued in that 48-hour period.
Paul Hurst is a Benchland Water Improvement District trustee member. In order to enforce the water restrictions, the district has 8 employees working one of 4 12-hour shifts during the weekend.
When they issue that many citations, they're just going from almost literally from house to house. There's not any room to sit around and think.
The estimated enforcement cost for this season to ratepayers is $100,000. The collected fines will be used to help offset the cost. Despite the high price tag, Hurst says enforcement is less expensive than the alternative.
The reason that we are doing this is that the cost to buy extra water far, far exceeds the cost of hiring these people to do this work for us.
Although many residents were fined last weekend, Hurst says no one has committed a third offense and had their water permanently shut off. He is hoping enough water will be conserved through the restrictions to last the district into October. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.